good to have my cousin Roger here tonight. Appreciate him coming in. And let's go see, brother. Let's see. Brother, Sister Desern back, her family tonight. It's great. Thank the Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. We're going to start reading verse 14. If you'd like to stand while we read from the word of the Lord, that'd be good. If you're able, if you're not, that's all right. Praise the Lord. You want you to pray the Lord help me tonight. The Lord touch me and strengthen me physically. Anoint me spiritually. Need the Lord touch my body tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from the appearance, from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you pray before you're seated tonight? Father, Lord, I ask you to help me. God, I ask you to anoint us, God. I ask you to use us, Lord, for your glory tonight. Lord, I realize without you, Lord, I can do nothing. I need your help tonight, Jesus. I need you to anoint me and give me liberty. Touch my lungs tonight, my throat, God. Just give me strength, God, to preach the word. Help me to preach without fear, without favor. Nothing more, nothing less than you'd have me to. We give you praise in all things. Thy will be done in Jesus' name. Let church say amen. Thank you. I appreciate you standing. Appreciate your prayers. Verse number 14. Paul begins speaking to the church. And he said, brethren, warn the unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and be patient toward all. Be patient towards all men. This word, unruly, it comes from a military term which is used to describe a person who is not keeping rank, who is not walking in step, who's walking disorderly. You know, there are those that they start out in the service of the Lord, but and sometimes after they fall out of rank and fall out of step with the rest. And such should be warned that it's dangerous to do that, especially when they think that they can just fall out and fall back in whenever they please. And I mean, when it comes right down to it, you're either in or you're out. There's no in between. And you know, and when you're one of those people that's kind of in and out, you're a person that would cause confusion. And so those that walk disorderly need to be warned of the danger they're putting themselves in for doing so, and their fellow soldiers as well, because they might mislead them. The feeble-minded are those that are sometimes faint-hearted in battle. They need words of comfort. Have you ever had a dear brother or sister in the Lord that you knew that was going through a rough time, and maybe they just got faint-hearted in a time of battle, and they needed somebody to come by and just throw their arm over their shoulder, give them some comfort, and say, everything's going to be all right. Same God that helped you before, same God's going to help you now. Same Lord that helped you win the last battle, same Lord's going to help you win this battle. We all have those times, amen, we need to be encouraged in the Lord. The weak can be those, notice he said support the weak, amen. They're those that need to be supported in the sense of they're weary, amen. Or maybe they've been wounded and they've lost their strength and they need to be propped up. They need to be lifted up. And then Paul said, be patient toward all. When he mentioned all of these, he said, be patient toward all. How many knows that different needs require different remedies? Different people's needs require different remedies. Just look at that verse. You'll see that. Different things, different needs require different remedies. He went on to say, render no man evil for evil, but actually on the contrary. Amen. Follow after that which is good. He said, rejoice evermore. This is one of the shortest verses in the Bible. But how many knows that every one of us that have our names written down in heaven have a reason to rejoice and a right to rejoice? Verse 17, he said, pray without ceasing. How many believes we need to stay in close communion and communication with God? Amen. Pray in private, pray in public, pray at good times, pray in the bad times, pray in all ways. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, Paul said, Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. And verse 18, he said, in everything give thanks. Sometimes we may find it hard to do so,